A tool for people to connect with the universe and begin to understand it.
TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, and welcome back to the show. I'm going to do something this week that I've never done before, and I'm going to talk about calls. Calls that the League of Dads get, the various calls. I'm only going to talk about two today, and I truly think talking about these calls is going to finish out the show, because it's something that us fathers need to understand. As of late, I noticed that I beat a lot of things into a disgruntled womanhood, and I think you hear that because I truly want them to stop what they're doing. But I think I got to get this thing back to balancing out here, because there's a lot of fathers out there that just really are un-effing believable. And effing, you know what I mean by when I say that. It's unbelievable, the calls that I get. I just be so shocked. So what I'm going to do, because this is the first time I'm doing this segment, I'm going to actually talk about a call that I received from a woman. We're going to talk about a call that I received from a man. We're going to talk about the call that I received from the woman first, because the call that I received from the man, I can easily stop that at any time, because the woman call is so rare. I got a call from a woman, and the woman stated that that she was contacted. She said basically her husband went to an organization like ours and they got in her ass. This is what she said. I quote that too. She said, my ex-husband or my husband went to an organization like yours and they got in my ass. Well, as you all well know, this is the League of Dads, and I think what you hear me talk about more than anything, and I even said it in a show one time, is that we go after judges, because they are the ultimate ones that make the decision. And I also stated that in that statement that when we get an attorney involved, that's a bonus. I don't see going after a woman anywhere in the strengthening equation of what the League of Dads do. A woman only put themselves out there when they lie in court. And what I do here at the League of Dads, and what I have done, is I simply go on a forum. And the reason why I don't say anything when it is said in court is because I know I'm going to follow up with a lawsuit. It's slander. Why would an organization, I should have gotten the name of that organization. Why would an organization, a father group organization, go after women, go after them as their strength, is harassment. How could you do that? I don't know if this woman was just saying this to get me to talk. I don't know if she listened to the show and this was her way of getting me to talk to her and to feel me out or whatever, but I don't see the League of Dads saying, we had five members join the League of Dads this week. We went after five women. I don't see that. But what I responded with this woman to this woman when she said that, I said, your ex-husband it was. I said, your ex-husband went to an organization like this one. I said, well, that's impossible. She said, well, why? I said, because there is no organization like this one. There's no organization like the League of Dads. Nowhere. Every father organization has a unique way of approach. That's what make every father organization unique in their own right. Is one better than the other? No. The League of Dads is no different or better. We are different, excuse me. The League of Dads approach isn't better than the other guys, because each approach has its key time when it's needed. My approach sometimes may be over the top if simply we can just send someone a letter and let that be that. But because I'm a soldier. I have an attack. I'm very aggressive. I have an attack. I'm a tool of the military. Just because I'm out doesn't mean that all my teachings and everything is put to the side and I can now come back to being a civilian. I don't want to be a civilian. I kind of like the military way of doing things. So this is why I still work out at 41 years old. I look the way I look. This is why, because I carry that military symbol. So if going after a woman is a method of strength for a father organization, any of the father groups out there, I can't get on that bus with that. I really can't. I just look at a woman coming to court lying, is something that a judge will have to allow her to get away with that. So I'd rather go after the individual that allowed her to get away with that than go after the individual more so that said it, because if a woman comes to court and lie, then there is a judge or a hearing officer somewhere that is in opened themselves up to an ethics violation that allowed them to come to court and say the things that they said without any proof. So I don't get the concept of going after a woman just flat out. We're going to go after a woman. I don't get that concept. So that was a call that I received by a woman. As I stated, I don't talk to women, but that was just a very interesting conversation, excuse me, that I received from a woman that her ex-husband went to an organization group like ours and they, quote, got in her ass. You know, I guess she should go after them for sexual harassment or rape or something. I just think that it's kind of odd. I got another call from a gentleman, and this is from a man, and this is what a lot of fathers go through, and this is where a lot of fathers need to check themselves from the beginning. I got a call from a man complaining that the child support that his friend pay is less than what he pay, and his friend has more children than he has. Now, basically what this gentleman is saying is he had two kids. He was paying child support. He know a gentleman with three kids and is paying less child support than he is paying because he has two kids. Here is where the chasing of the going back to where I'm from, terms and quotes, where I'm from, I have to say it like that, where I'm from, the guys like the women that they dress sleazy and they go for the big booties and the women that just dress sleazy, and that's the theme where I live, where I'm from. Excuse me. This is why the no good men where I'm from, a no good man can have a car, a fancy car with shiny rims on it, and he will trump a blue collar guy any day. But that's where I'm from. Also, what goes on where I'm from is the guys, they don't use real good judgment on who they have a child with. One thing people that you will never hear me say about Miss Tia Bradley is that she is a scum. She is a bum. She is a nobody. I can't say that about a woman that has a master's degree in criminal justice. Yeah, that's the caliber of the women that I deal with. You can't poke holes in this. But here's this guy that calls me up and said that he don't understand. And then he goes on to say some things, and you gotta excuse me. I'm gonna walk you guys through this conversation as we were talking. So he says, Yeah, man, she got two kids by me. She had two kids before me, and she had another kid after me. So I'm saying, okay, so she has three kids all total. Five kids all total. Yeah, she got five kids. I said, okay, well, where does she work? Man, this bitch don't work. She ain't never had a job. And when he said that's really like a strike on me. I would never call my child's mom that. It's that is just you being a man, rather being very mad at what's going on. But to start calling a woman a bitch is, come on, knock it off. So when he said that, it's kind of like, now I'm gonna hurt his feelings. I don't know this woman he's calling a bitch, but I'm at that point now, I'm out to hurt his feelings. So now I'm turning the tides, because if she is a bitch, then you have to be something lower than that because you actually had two kids by this woman. So I'm talking to this guy. So I'm saying, okay, she has five kids. Yeah. So I said, well, where does she work? That's what I'm saying, man. She ain't got no job. I said, she don't have a job? I said, well, where do you work? He said he works on boilers. He's a guy that works in the school system on the boiler system. So to say boiler repairman, I would go out there to say engineer. I could be wrong. I could get an email that said, no, a boiler man is not an engineer, but I don't know that craft. So I'm going to say he's an engineer. Let's just say he's an engineer. He made $80,000 a year. I said, okay. He said, and child support is killing me. So now we're talking. So I said, let me ask you a personal question. How soon did you meet this woman that you have sex with her? Man, I had sex with the bitch the same day I met her. I said, wow, here we go again. I was just, wow. So I said, okay, this is what I said to him. I said, let me paint the scenario for you. You meet the girl, you get her number, you hook up with her. She lived in a project. We established that. I didn't say that, but she established it. I said, so basically you goes to the house. She has two kids already. So you're like kicking diapers out of the way. You're like stepping on toys and you're making it through that back room to get you some sex from this woman. Yeah. And she had, and then two kids came out of this. Yeah. And now she got another kid by another individual after yours. Yeah. And she don't work. No, she don't work. And I said, and she never worked. He said, no. So I said to him, if she never worked before, what's the problem now? You know? Why is it a problem now that this woman don't have a job? Why is it a problem now? I'm saying, cause I gotta pay a lot of money. Bingo. So I then told this individual, you should have thought about that when you laid down with this woman. It's almost the flip side, people, as when I was talking about women meeting no good men. I dedicated that whole August 30th show to the deadbeat dad. Well, you know, I'm not going to call this woman a deadbeat individual, but come on now, a woman with two kids don't work, have two more kids, don't work, and then had another kid after his two kids and don't work. I'm going to let you guys call her what you want to call her. I'm not going to say anything about her. Right now I'm talking about the man. Here's an individual that makes $80,000 a year, now is getting his paycheck raped. I had to tell him that. And then I said, well, the individual that got the three kids, what does that woman do? Well, the woman is a teacher. Well, if she's a teacher and she's supporting, then that's the difference. The unfortunate thing is, in a child support, somebody has to be 100% accountable for the financial stability of the child. And when two parents work, it's broken up. When only one parent work, that one parent is going to bear the 100% of the responsibility for that child. Financial responsibility of that child. And that clown is it. That guy is it. So it would be a good idea for a lot of the men out there that is thinking about calling the League of Dads. Make sure you have a decent woman, or if you're thinking about just getting you some booty, find you a decent woman to get some from with, because if anything happens like a child, you won't be stuck with an individual such as this guy here. That's the show for this week. I'm going to thank you all for listening. I'm going to ask that you come and sit with me next week and listen to the League of Dads. And as always, we shall all dread the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. Later, y'all.